are here with True Cars, Dave Probutsky. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. We're talking auto lending here, which is like, I'm going to use a term probably from the 60s. It's off the hook for credit unions the last couple of years. What are you seeing? And we talked about some trends that are coming up that credit unions should be aware of. So take it away, Dave.
Sure. Well, we're seeing a record high SARs this year. So almost 18 million vehicles for 2016. And we see that trend going on for the next 4 to 5 years, mm-hmm. around 17.2 million. And we're also seeing a lot of leasing coming back into play in the last 4 to 5 years.
I've heard that.
So what does that mean? That means there are going to be a ton of used vehicles coming back on the market.
Okay.
So with a high SAR for the new and a lot of used vehicles coming back, that means great opportunity for credit unions to have a lot of new auto loans coming in, and a lot of these customers are going to be looking online,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing a lot of digital research online. And what's great of what we know, things haven't changed really in the last 4 or 5 years.
Right.
Credit unions still make up about almost 20% of that lending market.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of opportunity with no big player having even 6% of the market. Consumers are going to go to their local bank, their local credit union, and credit unions have great rates, and so that's where they're going to probably start. But we know that they're doing a lot of their digital research online to look for their car, the make, the model, the pricing, which dealer should they go to. There's a lot of information out there now, and a lot of consumers are looking for that convenience, that transparency, and that validation. Is this the right person to go to? What are their ratings like? Things like that.
Okay, so you guys are providing that value add for the credit union, because you were telling me before we started the recording about merging, what was it, the builder or the manufacturer information with the dealer's inventory. Can you talk about that?
That's sure. So when we started as a company, we had the idea that we wanted to be very transparent. We wanted to offer as much pricing information and as much information for the consumer on our site as possible to when they go into the dealership, that they're really ready to actually purchase the car and make that a very great experience for them. But we were still building what we would call a virtual vehicle. So you're configuring the vehicle and you have the price on that vehicle, but that vehicle, now you have to see if it exists at the dealer's lot, and we would point you to dealers that are on the program, and they would help get you into the car that was closest to that match. What we were able to do in the last year is we were able to take the dealer's inventory and the pricing that the dealer sets on the vehicle and match it with the manufacturer build data. So now you're actually seeing the VINs that the dealer has with the dealer's price.
Okay, I like that a lot.
And so now if you've configured a vehicle and you're looking at, let's say, a blue BMW 3 Series, at the end of the process, it's going to show you the vehicles that are closest to that match that exact match from the dealers that are closer to you with that price. So now you're walking into the dealership talking about a specific vehicle that you have the information on, and you're merchandising it for that dealer. So that's helpful for the dealer, because you're helping that dealer actually sell a car that's on their lot.
Yeah, it just makes the whole process much more seamless and fast, which is what we all want.
That's right. And we're integrated deeply with the credit union and their loan process so that the consumer can actually go apply for an auto loan prior to coming into the dealership. And we do a lot of great programs with our credit unions where if you buy a car through the car buying service and you take the lender's loan, we actually do a rate buy down. So we'll buy down the consumer's loan if they do both processes. And so kind of like a bundle value add, and that's really great for the credit union. It's great for the consumer, and it makes it sticky before they go into the dealership.
Oh my gosh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, as if auto lending wasn't big enough right now, this is going to make it even bigger, I assume. So
we hope so.
Yeah.
We hope so.
So yeah, for everybody.
We're seeing a lot of success with the credit unions that we work with, and this has been a great show. We've been talking to a bunch more about coming onto the program.
Cool. Final question here for you. I mean, what's your mission here? What do you want to accomplish here at the show? Obviously, divulged a lot of this information that you guys can offer credit unions, but what else do you want to accomplish here?
So I think it's good for us to make sure that our peers in this industry kind of know who we are and what we do.
Yeah.
That helps a lot when your peers know who you are. They help explain the service. This is a very close-knit community, so the more that the folks that do work in the credit union industry or that offer services to credit unions know who we are, that helps us, and vice versa, we help them. And the other is to see our current partners and get to talk to them a little bit about how things are going. It's a great one meeting place. And then there's obviously new prospects of people that we'd love to talk to, and they're here, and so we get a chance to talk to them.
Yeah.
So you make connections on the floor, and you make connections afterwards, and you make a lot of connections through the folks that are in this industry like yourself.
Yeah, people are really excited about auto lending for good reason. But the thing that I've been hearing, though, is like 2017, 2018, things are going to plateau, or maybe there might be a little drop off. What do you say to that?
So there may be. We do see consumers going for some longer terms.
Okay.
You know, that's been creeping up.
Okay,
we've been
okay.
seeing leasing coming out a lot more, and we also are starting to see used leasing. We're seeing with a few of the lenders, and we think that used leasing might be something that comes out in the next 3 or 4 years. And so to the credit unions that are looking at that, or to the people that might be able to put together a product for the credit unions, that might be something interesting. With all these used cars coming on the market, and a lot of them that they are certified pre-owned.
Yeah, because they're all like thinking, okay, what do we do just in case, you know?
Exactly.
So it's always good to have a plan.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Good stuff, Dave. Thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it, man. Always
no
good
problem.
Information. Well
Thank
done,
you
man.
Very much.